Welcome back to Radio Laurier. If you're tuning in, my name is Abigail Heckbert, and I'm the station manager of Radio Laurier.
And I'm Britt Coax, president and publisher of Elucid.
And you're listening to Election Season. With the Student Union election around the corner, we at Radio Laurier are offering the opportunity for presidential and board candidates to amplify their voice, their platform, and their story to the student body at large, and give us a chance to get to know them a bit better. Joining us today is Blake Phillips, running for
Board of Directors.
Awesome. How are you today, Blake?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well. Enjoying the sunlight here in Waterloo.
Good. All right. Our first icebreaker question is, what year and program are you in?
I'm in my second year of business and communication, or business and computer science, sorry, at Wilfrid Laurier.
Awesome. And what made you want to come to Laurier to begin with?
When I toured the campus, one of the things that I noticed just looking at all the students was how much school pride it seemed all the Golden Hawks had. Almost everybody had a Laurier sweater or hat or jacket on. And I think seeing all the students be so dedicated to the school here and with just a tight-knit campus, I really felt like I had a place here at Wilfrid Laurier.
Are there any shows or movies that you've been enjoying recently?
Shows or movies? I started watching a show with one of my roommates called Dairy Girls recently, which is on Netflix. It's pretty good. It's about a boarding school in Ireland during the Civil War, and a British male student goes to study at this all girls boarding school. And yeah, it's pretty good comedy. Nice way to distract myself from the hopefully and soon to be ending lockdown.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually just started that myself. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
So what advice would you give to your first year self? So I guess last year.
Go to all your lectures, for sure. starting university in a pandemic was definitely a challenge. And I think it took me a while to get an idea of what was expected of me without seeing my peers go through the same things or being able to talk to them. So I think being more aware of what was expected of a university student, that would have helped me in my first year, for sure.
That's some pretty sound advice. We're going to start going into some interview questions. So can you tell me what you think the role of the board of directors is?
Yeah, so the board of directors really oversees the operations of the students' union and makes sure or ensures that everything that's being done by the operations team is in line with all of the governance practices and policies. We also do reports and reviews for the president and CEO and ensure that he or she is fulfilling their job and fulfilling campaign promises. We help facilitate elections and referendum questions. And through my time on the board over the last 2 months, that's mostly what I've seen us take care of.
Awesome. And you just mentioned a bit, but can you speak more to your experience within the Students' Union thus far or anywhere externally you feel might be relevant?
Yeah, so this has been my first role with the Students' Union. I was elected onto the board in November to fill in two midterm spots, or to fill in one of two midterm spots. So jumping in a little bit late, it was a little tricky to kind of catch up. But once I felt like I had a really thorough understanding of the board, I can much more easily participate in meetings and make sure that I'm voicing the opinions and concerns of not just myself, but of the student body at large. And then with this election, I've just been reacclaimed to the board. So I'll be serving another year there as well, getting to help oversee the operations team.
Yeah, that sounds great. So what role do you believe the Students' Union plays in the lives of other Laurier students?
I think the Students' Union does a really good job at providing services for students that fall outside of the direct responsibilities of the school. So obviously the school has a responsibility to teach us and to provide its own facilities, but Student Union does a great job at offering like the food bank for students at the Martin Luther campus, or the Students' Right Advocacy Committee as well. Kind of extra groups that the university wouldn't normally oversee, but still look out for the interests of the students. And ultimately that's what it is about. It is about looking after the interests of the students outside of, or within and outside of their academic concerns as well.
Awesome. So then what made you want to run again for a full term as a board of directors?
Seeing how the whole Students' Union works was really cool. You know, you see the logo on the buildings and the FNC, But getting an understanding of how the operations team works with each other, all the way down to the icebreakers, up to this, to the president, and then being able to impact that, that was a really cool feeling, and feeling like my voice had a sway in student affairs, felt good because I feel like I've got a good ear to the student body, and I'd like to take that opportunity to take on the responsibility of voicing that to the students' union.
For sure. Now, aside from the things that you mentioned prior, why do you otherwise feel that you're qualified for the position?
I'm a pretty outgoing person and generally don't really, not very conflict avoidant. So I don't have a problem voicing my opinions in front of others, as well as I'm a Laurier student, and it feels like I do have a responsibility to be engaged and involved in the matters that go on my campus. So I think my passion for Laurier and for being involved in leadership, as well as my ability to communicate my ideas without concern about other people might think of them, makes me a strong candidate for this position.
Absolutely. So how important do you believe transparency is to the Students' Union, and what tangible steps will you take to ensure this during your term?
Yeah, transparency is something that I find comes up pretty frequently in a lot of the elections, but doesn't always get actually addressed when it comes to the actual operations of the board and the student union itself. It's something that I've seen. We've taken some really good steps in the last couple weeks here, publishing our videos in a more accessible platform on the Students' Union website. And that is something that we directly impact, or that we have a direct say in. And so I really want to promote live streaming our board meetings and making the links to the meetings more accessible to students through our Instagram page or through the week at a glance emails. I think there's a lot of really great ways to reach students, and it's just about reaching them where they're looking. And once we do that, then it'll be a lot easier for the student body to feel like they are in the loop with what the Students' Union is doing.
Absolutely. Now, I'm sure that being a director on the board is a stressful role. How are you with managing stress and adapting to unexpected circumstances? And feel free to give any examples.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've always been a busy person. And in high school, I was on every committee, club, and sports team that I could sign up for. So I'm used to balancing my time like that. In terms of stress, I try to focus on the things that I can control. I focus on things that I can actionably do something about. And if it's outside of my control, there's no point in worrying about it because I can't change it. That's what I like to tell myself after my exams, at least. But I find it works well in other aspects of life that get me all stressed out.
Yeah, definitely. If reelected, how do you plan on continuing to encourage unity between both campuses of Laurier?
Well, I think having strong representation from the Brantford campus, first and foremost, is really important because it's that first... the first communication bridge to the other campus there. But I think keeping in the back of our minds that when we're starting initiatives or projects, or when things are being done by the operations team, how can we make sure that is inclusive of both campuses, that it's not just, this is great if you're physically present in the city of Waterloo. I think COVID has been great for that. Being able to shift a lot of our initiatives online has meant more participation from students at both campuses. And I think that in that sense, we need to really work on continuing that going forward so that the Brantford campus students don't feel isolated from the Waterloo students, because at the end of the day, we all are Golden Hawks.
Of course, well said. Can you provide a praise and or critique of the current board of directors?
Yeah, a praise of the current board of directors. I think we're really thorough when it comes to meetings and decision items specifically. There's lots of conversation, and things are debated fully, and it's ensure that everyone has a good understanding of what's being voted on before they make their vote, which is how it should be. One thing I would like to see worked on, I think some of the organizational efficiency in the board is lacking. And that'll come that changes after the most recent midterm reviews. During our last meeting, actually, we went over what were the five actionable items that we're going to do to improve board meetings going forward. And things like speeding up the voting process on meetings, being able to, or streamlining the lines of communication outside of meetings as well for files, documents, and just general communication. And that will help the board run more smoothly and keep everyone on the same page, so we can all make decisions together as a team.
Yeah, most definitely. So I think you spoke to this already a little bit, but what would you like to build upon next year?
Expanding student access to board meeting recordings and to access to the board meetings itself is something that I would like to improve on going next year. But also, as we're heading into an in-person transition, and I know Lori has just announced their plan to go back in person today, I think it's important that things that may have been lost to the, gone by the wayside with COVID, things that were exclusively in-person initiatives come back, and that things that have worked really well during COVID and work really well in a remote environment are transitioned into an in-person space so that we can continue to benefit the same way that we have been from these events and initiatives done by the Students' Union.
Absolutely. So how will you support your team and encourage cohesion in the Students' Union?
I think being informed is a really good first step. Understanding my own stance on an issue that we're working on or discussing helps me understand other people's point of view as well. So being well informed is really, really important as a member on the board. In terms of general cohesion, I think accountability is really important for that. Conflict really only arises when people are upset with each other and nothing is done about it, or nothing is said by it. And I think keeping everyone on the board and the Students' Union accountable to their actions and what they say they're going to do ensures that conflict doesn't arise and that things all get done at the same time.
Yeah, definitely. How do you view the relationship between student media and the Students' Union?
Student media as in terms of student publication?
Yeah, so about like the Court or us with Radio Laurier or Sputnik, et cetera.
Yeah, I think the relationship between student publications and the Students' Union is one that I hope that will improve as we head back into an in-person environment. I do like the accountability that the outlets like the Cord have, for example, publishing reviews, like midterm reviews of board members and of elected officials is really important. And although it might be hard to receive feedback or criticism sometimes, we're elected officials and we need to be ready to receive that feedback from the not just student publications, but the student body, because at the end of the day, there are also Laurier students whose interests are handled by the Students' Union.
Absolutely. As we wrap up, is there anything else that you would like to take a chance to say to potential voters?
I just wanted to say thank you for this opportunity to serve the student body on the Students' Union this year. I've really enjoyed being on the board these last couple months, and I know that this upcoming year, I'll be able to use the skills and knowledge that I've learned to be a really effective agent for change within the Students' Union itself.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Blake, so much for joining us today. I appreciate you lending us your time.
Thank you, guys.